Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The storm is going to Florida, so there's no need for us to worry about that. 20% chance for showers today. Highs in the lower 90s. Then the good news is that it turns a little bit fall-like for the next couple of days. Windy and highs of 84 on Tuesday, 80 on Wednesday, only in the 70s on Thursday with a fall feel. And then Friday off to a cool start, lows 54 North Shore, 64 South, and highs of 82. Then it warms into the weekend. Pat Connick joins us now, our friend Louisiana State Senator, to talk about that troubled Bridge City Youth Center. How you doing, Pat?
Good morning, Tommy. Doing great.
What's the latest on this?
Well, the judge ruled last, late Thursday or Friday, I forgot what day it was, but said that the state can send these juveniles who have disrupted the system to Angola for a short period of time. She was torn on the decision, but she weighed all the facts and she made the right decision. We need to get those juveniles who have no regard for anybody away from those who we can rehabilitate and move forward.
Yeah, this really is, I don't want to misuse the phrase double jeopardy, but not only is it a threat to the people that live in the area, but they're conducting prison or school for the kids in there that maybe could go the right way.
Right. The goal of the juvenile justice system is to rehabilitate and not punish. There's a percentage of juveniles who know this fact, so they take advantage of it. They cause riots. They light fires. The buildings destroy property and hurt people badly because they can do it knowing that juveniles and there's only a certain amount of punishment they can get. This changes that somewhat. This says if you are one of those in that category, you're going to go to Angola and be separated from those who we can hopefully rehabilitate and change a few things.
Who decides who goes?
I think the juveniles decide who goes by their actions. If they mm-hmm. if they escape, if they hit somebody and punish and hurt somebody, destroy property, then you go. So this is a message that they're going to get, and I think they have gotten it, and we'll see what occurs going forward.
How soon does this happen?
I really don't know. I think the appeals process is still going forward, but that will not stop the state from moving the juveniles. Talking to the folks who are in the system, the juvenile justice system, they want to help these juveniles. Their heart's in the right place, but they have not been able to do so because of the disruption a certain group of juveniles are causing. So they're going to move as soon as possible, hopefully, within the month, if not sooner.
What are you hearing from people in that neighborhood? Things are getting better?
I got a big thank you from a few of the folks over the weekend, which is nice. They know that things have to change. And this has been on their radar for like 2 years, mm-hmm. 2.5 years, because of the riot, of the escapes. They saw it, and they were at ground zero. But it took a while for everybody else to see it and make the changes. But I think they're happy. that's not saying there won't be an escape tonight, but I think there are been many improvements made to the facility and to the area around the facility. They cleaned out a bunch of woods that it's now opened up. It was the place where the kids were escaping and hiding. So all that's cleaned up, and better cameras and security systems are put in. So that has helped curtail some of the problems they have.
What do you hear about inside the facility in terms of troublemakers and, like, you're talking about setting fires and riots and these kind of things?
Those are the guys that's going to be moved out. You know, you have ages from 12 to 19 there, and those are the ones who are really making life miserable for everybody else. And, you know, there's another group that are not causing trouble. They want to go to school. They want to learn. They want to get their lives back in order. And if we move these bad actors out, that can occur.
And you're talking about changes in the facility. Did they bring in more guards or different guards, or what's going on there?
Yeah, there's guards. There's parole officers there. There are the juvenile justice officers are there. Then the Department of Corrections officers are there. And the state police are patrolling the outside. So there's a better force there. I think that they're communicating better. One of the concerns were that if you send these juveniles to Angola, they're going to be mixed in with adult prisoners. The judge looked at that and was convinced that that was not going to occur, and she made the right decision in allowing this to happen. But again, the appeals process is moving on, and we'll see what happens. But I think when you look at all the facts, this is going to be better, a good move for, number one, those juveniles who want to be helped, and maybe enlighten those juveniles who have just caused troubles. And if you keep doing this, this is where you're going to end up. But, you know, we don't want to punish if we don't have to, but sometimes you do.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that more when we come back, because we'll talk about what it is that the kids do to get put into this facility in the first place. Pat Connick's our guest. We're talking about that Bridge City Youth Center judge saying she had mixed feelings, but that I'm trying to see the phrase she used. It was a good one, that, as I scroll rapidly, it was untenable must yield to the intolerable. 8:21 time for traffic now, WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Monday morning, September 26th. Talking to Senator Pat Connick about this troubled Bridge City Youth Center, federal judge saying that the untenable must yield to the intolerable. What do kids have to do to get put in here in the first place, Pat?
You know, commit crime, carjackings, anything that you know, it's illegal. You know, if they get caught and they go to jail, they go to jail because the judge found them guilty of causing harm or doing something that they shouldn't have been doing. So, and then you have the worst of crimes that they commit, or, you know, hurting people, carjacking, and you know, shooting people. Killing, it runs the gamut, Tommy, and it's a shame that we have this in our society, but these kids are psychologically disturbed. For them to be able to do this with no remorse and no empathy about anything, those are the ones that we need to try to help. And some you can help, but some you have no way of doing it now because of the disruption a group are causing. So the ones that are really causing the trouble of being moved, and I know for a fact that this judge would have found a way to keep them where they were or find a better place for them, she would have done it. But she looked at all the facts. It's a 64-page ruling, and she made the call saying they have to go. We have to do something. This is not the ideal situation, but we have to do something for the sake of everybody.
So, if you're a first-time juvenile offender, though, and it's a nonviolent crime, chances are you're not being sent there in a first offense, are you?
No. These are the worst of the worst that have been held at Bridge City. These are the ones who are uncontrollable. They really disrupt activities everywhere and have hurt people, have, you know, punched guards and crushed eye sockets and lit fires and tried to bring it to the infirmary. Those are the ones that are here. These are bad actors that need to be out of this area and put in a more secure place for their own health and safety and for the health and safety of those around them.
So you mentioned appeal process, and I'm just wondering, at what point does anything change? When do you actually start moving the people to Angola, and is the facility at Angola ready?
I know they're working a lot on it. They spent a lot of money. This is the utmost goal of the system and the governor is to get this thing up and running to fix this as quickly as possible. So I don't know the actual details of when they're going to be transferred, but they have been spending lots of money to get it ready, and it's been spending lots of money at the Bridge City facility to, you know, secure that place more.
I guess the question was, will the appeal process or the appeal in any way keep this from happening?
No, not at the moment. They may reverse it, but I think the court order was a temporary injunction that would stop it. Mm-hmm. The judge did not stop it, so they can go forward with it and let the process work. But it needs to be done, and I think the governor is going to push to get it done quicker rather than later.
So for next legislative session, I know Senator Heather Cloud, this is something that she was working on. Is there anything planned for next session that would somehow change the juvenile justice system in Louisiana? Like, she was looking for a tiered approach.
And I think this is what you're finding now is you get those bad actors who are the worst of the worst, separate them from those who have a chance to be rehabilitated. In essence, that's what's being done now by moving these individuals to Angola. Maybe we can put that in law, but we got to make sure we're in line with federal law, because federal law trumps what we do with juveniles here.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate your time. Any final thoughts?
No, ma'am. We'll just keep working, and we'll keep you posted.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. Senator Pat Connick talking about the troubled Bridge City Youth Center. Look, if you want to go back and listen to anything Pat Connick said or Mike Dettillier said or Mark Rosa said about Wall Street and 401ks and all of that, it's pretty simple. All you have to do is download the Odyssey app, and you can use the rewind feature and go back 24 hours, or you can go to WWL.com. and look for the podcast under my name, Tommy Tucker, and that way you can listen at your own convenience and leisure and make sure you get it all. 8:30, we'll come back. We'll talk with Jeff McCausland about Russia and Ukraine. Right now it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.